Unit 83, the long and short of it. Every day we lace our talk with measurement words. We ask, how much, how many, and how far? At the store we buy meat by the pound, clothing by the size, and cloth by the yard. All athletic events are played on measured fields or surfaces. Rules are also filled with words of measurement. For example, in football we know that a first down means a gain of at least 10 yards. Words of distance, weight, and size help us understand and visualize what is seen or said. In ancient times, people used parts of the body as units of measurement. The Romans used uncia to name the distance equal to the width of a thumb. The English picked up this word and renamed it an inch. They did not, however, accept the thumb as a unit of measure. They decided instead that an inch should be three barley corns, round and dry, placed end to end, lengthwise. After this inch was accepted and used, the English then joined 12 inches and called it a foot. As it happened, 12 inches was roughly the length of a man's foot, so the foot unit was widely used. To measure room, all you had to do was put one foot in front of the other and count. The inch and the foot worked so well that the English introduced a larger unit. They put together three lengths of a man's foot and called it a yard. Again, man had another useful unit. In this case, one he could use to pace off a large field quickly. Then the English made a unit for the women, one especially for measuring cloth. They called this unit a yard too. The distance was from a man's nose to the tip of his middle finger. Of course, there is a flaw in this all. Not all men are the same size, but no one seems to care.